True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey! Do you hear something scratching in the walls? That's not the house settling. It's rodents moving in. Once they find warmth, they make themselves at home and cause damage fast. ATCO Pest Control removes them, closes entry points, and helps keep them out for good. Keep your space protected this fall at atcopestcontrol.com. ATCO Pest Control, your defense against unwanted guests. Mention you heard about ATCO on the What's Bugging You segment and get 10% off any rodent treatment this month. I'll start.
Is it Friday?
That's what's bugging me. It's Wednesday.
What last time we were together?
That's what's bugging me. What? Why are we doing a What's Bugging Us on a Wednesday when it's typically a Friday? Now, I got an answer, but it's unsatisfactory. And the answer is, Evan said, well, I'm doing a show on Friday and... he's doing a solo show.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he said, so let's do it now because I'm not working with anybody. Well, that's not the rules.
The rules are it is to be done during the crossover.
Okay, bang. Bang.
You're not crossing over with anyone when you start?
No.
Is there like an hour gap between your show and the previous show?
No. Why can't you just do one at 2?
Who's
There's
he going to
no
be with him himself
two.
And I? There's no crossover.
There's 2 shows that day, right? 6 to 10, 10 to 2, correct?
Sounds to me like this is really bugging you, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control.
Thank you. And we're doing it today.
Why is it such a big deal?
Thank you, Grandy. This is fake. What's your new word?
Fake outright?
Wouldn't you prefer this as to talking actual sports for 12 more minutes?
Oh, we wouldn't have had to talk sports. We could have talked about other stuff.
I told you, my wife said, quit complaining about the job at the job.
I don't subscribe to that.
Yeah, I do.
That's where you complain. Longevity, Grandy. By the way, I did have one about the boss, but I'll let him slide.
Yeah, I mean, the streak. You're like Cal Ripken with complaints about the boss.
The Cal Ripken.
The streak lives. Yeah, no doubt. Good. What's bugging you?
This is a recycle or a remix, but yep. I'm going to be honest. I grew up, we would catch the BART train from Union City to Berkeley, California, and we would go. Jake Sorensen, Lawrence Mouton, Frankie Carrillo, Byron Carter, Ralph Knowles, Reg Basie, all to the Cal Stanford big game. If it was at Cal, we'd go to Blondie's Pizza, hang out there, try to sneak into the frat parties after it was over. We were there all day. If it was at Stanford, we'd do the same thing. But you're telling me Plunkett, Elway, Rogers, Troy Taylor. How did we do a week on this radio station, all shows, and not bring up the big game, which I watched, Grandy, in its entirety? That hurt me. I'm mad at you all and everybody and the fans, but Dibs, we got a good thing going. It's the best name, the big games. Now he said they stole it. But how did we get out of here Friday not talking about the big game? What does that say about us?
It's not us. What channel was that game on?
Channel 11. That would be NBC.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was on NBC
Saturday. Saturday, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I mean,
it's a guess.
No, I mean, it was ACC Network. It was on ACC Network.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah, ACC Network.
Oh,
yeah.
No. So,
say that again. The big game
it was on ACC Network.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to play off that.
I couldn't have watched it if I wanted to. YouTube and I didn't want to. Yeah. I did not want to.
It's funny because I actually tried to watch it on my Xfinity, and I went to the scoreboard, and the game was already over, and so I scrolled through the games that had already happened, and I couldn't even find the score on the app.
Yeah.
It's tragic. And what's bugging me is a play off of that, and what's bugging me is that Justin Wilcox got fired at Cal. And was he awesome? I mean, no. Are they awesome? No. The problem with Cal is they don't give a crap about their college sports in general, their football, their basketball, their baseball team. I don't even know if they finally got rid of it, but they've been trying for a long time.
Ron Rivera's in town, though.
I know he is, and yet you don't have the real like image and likeness money. The NIL fund there is embarrassing, and so you don't get the talent. And what happens is you have a really, really good quarterback. Last year, he leaves, and you have a really good quarterback this year. And if I was him,
wow,
I would leave. You don't get the support, financial or otherwise, because people here, they don't really care about college sports. My son went to Cal, and Steiny, your daughter went to Cal. I don't know how many games she went to when she was there.
Just one, because she got thrown up on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was like their home opener her freshman year, and she went with
her
girlfriend.
And that made her want to go back, or that's why she never went again?
That was the last game she went.
Yeah. My son lived on campus,
yeah,
and he went to about a game a year, and by a game, I would mean like a half a game, show up in the second, leave late third, and go to a party. But Cal, yeah, you fired a coach who is good enough. You don't deserve much better than that. So that's what's bugging me. Justin Wilcox get fired because you don't support him financially to give him enough talent for them to be good in the ACC, apparently.
Well said. What's bugging me is also ACC adjacent dibs.
Oh.
But it's related to something that one of our hosts said on the station this morning. Not coming at you, Sam Lubman. I guess I kind of am.
Yeah.
But I love you, Sam.
Yeah, yeah.
We all know Sam's a proud Miami Hurricane, and he went on a rant this morning about how he is so upset at the college football playoff poll and how they're not respecting Miami because Miami beat Notre Dame early in the season, yet Notre Dame is ranked ahead of them. Congratulations, Sam. You beat Notre Dame when their freshman quarterback made his first career college start, and you followed it up by losing to Louisville at home and SMU on the road. As far as I'm concerned, you lose to Louisville at home, you are banned from the college football playoff. If you're upset that Miami might not make the playoff, blame yourself. You can't even go to the ACC title game in the weakest power conference in the country. So if you're upset, then be upset at your own team. End of rant. That upset me today. That's
Sammy, you better duck.
I'm glad I heard the other side of that because I was Lubman was making a lot of good points.
You now lost to Louisville at home.
The Cardinals.
You're done. Yeah. Sorry,
Dibs. I got to go back to with all the tech money here and now Andrew Luck. I'm like, dude, quit faking it. Just go coach. I love the energy. But he's down on the side. How can he not drum up support to where NIL in the Bay is out of control?
Well, they just got
the money's
support
here.
I think Stanford got was it
50 30, million?
50 million, not 30. Somebody who was a Stanford alum said, "How about 50? Kaboo!" And so they got 50 dropped on them. And at Cal, I mean, they have that in their alumni like register, their alumni role, but they don't have that. And so if you really want to compete with the big boys and the big girls out there, you need to do more.
So you think this quarterback could be on the move, huh? The lefty?
Oh, he's leaving.
I mean, why would you stay?
Damn.
New coach, new system, and you saw what Mendoza did. He left, and he's now a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. And, you know, Saikapuletele.
Yeah.
I hope I got that right. If not, I apologize.
Close enough.
Yeah.
All you need to know is I talk about Tulane. Grandy talks about Oregon.
Right.
Lubman talks about Miami. Like, nobody talks about Cal or Stanford.
And I guess I'm just asking, that's got to change. Deshaun Jackson, Marshawn Lynch, Aaron Rodgers.
Those are all two decades ago.
Huh.
Yeah.
And the DeKalb basketball team beat a ranked UCLA team last night. I saw that.
Go Bears.
Gutsy little win. Yeah.
And that's what life's about.
See, this is Goo playing into his own fake outrage. There's no way he feels strongly about it. We got to bring Cal and Stanford back into the back into the fold. Give me a break. We're never in the fold.
Also, that was
they were in the fold with Jason Kidd.
That was Murray.
It was a terrible football game.
But it was the big game.
What was Cal doing? How do you lose by that many points to Stanford?
They were favored by 7. That was bad.
Stanford doesn't have a head coach.
Andrew Luck's acting like one.
Kind of a head coach.
All right. Well, Greg Cosell, 315.
Yep.
Should be fun.
And Tim Roy, 415.
That's right.
You guys
talk to Fitz. We're talking to Tim.
Nice.
Tim's a man.
Hey, so when Tim got hired back in 1995,
yep,
I was working for the Contra Costa Times, and I was like the media TV guy.
You were.
And back then I did a big feature on Tim Roy because he came from Sacramento and then he became the Warrior guy, and that's how I met Tim Roy.
Unbelievable.
He got it!
Curry! On 95.7 The Game.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, welcome in. Happy Wednesday. Happy early Thanksgiving. Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Dibs and Grandy, though. Willard off. Willard will be back on Tuesday. You got Dibs and I today. Also on Monday as well. Dibs, great to be with you on a Wednesday that feels like a Friday. We just did What's Bugging You. This is a Friday.
And I got to BART over in the East Bay. And normally on a Wednesday, the BART parking lot would be 96% full. Today was about 31% full.
That's nice.
So, yeah, either people are like driving in and driving home, or they're not working and they're heading out on the road. So if you're heading out for your long Thanksgiving holiday, a stretch 5, and actually Bonte Hill called me earlier today and said, "Hey, Dibber, how you doing? Stretch 5 for you?" And I said, "No, I'm actually working with Grandy. It's a rare chance for me actually to do a show and get to talk." And he thought it was pretty funny. But
your partner's still a Mark, but not a Mark that talks.
Mark with a K. And who spells it that way?
Yeah, right?
I mean, seriously. It's reckless.
It is.
Unnecessary consonants.
Absolutely.
But happy to be here. And, you know, a lot to talk about with the Niners getting ready for a Sunday travel spot, a tough one. And the Warriors with not quite a litmus test without Adams and
still
Durant.
Still a good team.
A good team and a good spot at home. And can we, like, get above 500 a little bit here?
10-9 through 19 games.
I mean, 11-9 is a lot better than 10-10. I know it's aesthetics, but still it matters.
The Warriors have played 19 games, and the Rockets have played like 14 or 15.
Yep.
Which also kind of just signifies how crazy the Warriors' schedule has been. You're right, though. We're going to talk a lot about the Niners. This is not technically a...
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Friday, but it does feel a lot like a Friday, so we're going to treat it like a Friday and talk a lot of Niners. One, we're going to continue to react to what Brock Purdy and the Niners did on Monday night, and then we'll also turn the page and look ahead to the Cleveland Browns on Sunday morning. We do have coming up at 3:15 the great Greg Cosell. I'm going to do my best to not have Greg correct me in any way, shape, or form.
It's risky.
We will see how that goes of NFL films. And then also, as we just talked about, the great Tim Roy, radio voice of the Warriors, who you will hear tonight, call the action Warriors and Rockets. He's joining the show at 4:15. He and Bob Fitzgerald being honored by the Warriors during the game tonight. So we'll talk to Tim Roy about memories of the last 30-plus years. Plus, it is a Friday, Dibs. Kind of. It feels like a Friday, which means we have picks to make, but it's a special day because we have a lot of picks to make. You're going to pick all three Thanksgiving games tomorrow.
Yep.
You're going to pick, of course, the Niner game Sunday morning, and you're going to pick Sunday night football. We're going to skip over the Friday game.
Yeah.
You don't want to overload with picks.
No.
But you're going to make five picks. We'll do that at the very tail end of the show, and we're going to have a special edition of Higher or Lower in the 5 o'clock hour as well.
Yeah, with Cam and Risotto and Grandy, and I mean, boy, it'd be tough for you to go out there and lose a Higher or Lower.
There's pressure on me.
Against a couple of newbies.
There's pressure on me.
We had explained a bit to Cam, not that he can't understand it, he can, but Risotto and Cam will be making their debut, and you're a seasoned veteran. You're actually the all-time wins leader in the bit. So.
And I can add to my lead. Lead with a good performance today.
Although, and another one.
And I'm sure, thank you, DJ Khaled. I'm sure Willard and Lucas would both object to that counting.
I don't care.
I mean, a bit's a
bit. This is what I get for showing up to work every day, Dibs.
That's right.
They took time off. They don't get the benefit.
That's right. And I think that Steven Risotto has been here nonstop since Monday morning, is what I'm being told. The guy, all he does is, I mean, I've never seen him not here.
He sleeps in the back.
He might live
here. It's
been
a while since I've showered.
Good thing.
I'm in this room.
Higher or lower, 2.5 showers this week. That's going to be lower.
Anyway, that's there coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We will play a fun game of Higher or Lower. Plus, all day today, as you've been hearing the last like 8 hours, it is our Thanksgiving blowout promo or Thanksgiving blowout contest. It's been going on all day, and it continues until 6 o'clock. Every hour, we're giving away prizes like a Jonathan Kuminga and Hello Kitty bobblehead, tickets to an AC/DC concert at Levi's in August, Warriors Magic tickets for the December 22nd game. All you need to do is keep listening for the next 4 hours. Whenever you hear the air horn, not right now, but whenever you hear the air horn sounder, it's unmistakable. You will know what it is when you hear it. That's your cue to call the contest line at 415-523-4652. Again, 415-523-4652. Don't call now. That's coming up whenever you hear the air horn. If you are the fifth caller, once that air horn sounds, you will win the prize for that hour. It's our Thanksgiving blowout here on 95.7 The Game. And the first prize that we're giving away, Dibs, this hour at some point, it is the Jonathan Kuminga bobblehead. So that is what's coming up. And with that in mind, I did want to, before we transition and get to Niners, I did want to
do our engaging Dub Nation Twitter poll, which we do day of every Warrior game. Dub Nation, let's get engaged. Before every game, vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on the 95.7 The Game Twitter page, brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. And today, Dibs, we're keeping it simple. Will the Warriors beat the 11-4 Rockets, who are without both Kevin Durant and Steven Adams tonight? Will the Warriors win the game? It's as simple as that. Vote now on Twitter, and we will share the results later. What do you say, Dibs?
I would say Warriors win tonight? No, I don't think they win tonight, and I think that it's just a bad matchup. Even without Steven Adams and no Kevin Durant, I think that Şengün is a problem. I think that Amen Thompson defensively can really lock down the Warriors, especially Steph Curry. So I think it's another tough spot for the Warriors against a younger, more athletic, more physically imposing team. So as much as I would love for them to win, I'm a big fan. If I had to vote and answer honestly, I would say no, they don't win.
All right. I'll say yes, and we'll balance it out
Good. Here
on the show. We'll talk more about that coming up later. Again, Tim Roy coming on at 4:15, and we'll talk more Warriors later in the show. What I wanted to begin with, though, Dibs, and welcome in 888-957-9570 if you want to weigh in. And if you want to join the conversation, that's both the number to call, and it is the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I think coming off of that Niners loss, or the Niners, it's kind of funny I said that. It was a Niner win, but the way that we've been talking about it, it kind of feels like a loss. 20-9, the Niners beat the Panthers on Monday Night Football. It kind of feels like a loss because Brock Purdy threw three interceptions in the first half on three consecutive possessions. On the ensuing possession, he had a couple other passes that very easily could have been interceptions, but were not. The way that I think a lot of us, Dibs, here at 95.7 The Game and talking heads everywhere have been discussing the Niners almost makes it seem like that was a game the Niners lost. Yet they found a way to win. And I feel like we're entirely overlooking one half of that football game from Monday night. We're spending so much time talking about Brock Purdy and his performance, which, by the way, totally fair. He was absolutely terrible. I don't think you will hear anyone say anything other than that. You talked about how he was good other than the interceptions.
Right.
And you're right, honestly. But it's pretty simple. If you're a quarterback, you can't throw three interceptions. But you're forgetting an entire half of the football game. The other half of the football game, the Niners defense, which is much maligned and is starting a bunch of no-names, quite frankly, held Carolina, a team that was above 500 going into that game, to just 9 points. And I would not have guessed that in my wildest dreams that this Niner defense would stand up like that. So to me, we can be worried about Brock and his performance, and we can admit that he has to be better. He has to be a whole lot better. But honestly, I was encouraged by Monday night because the defense did something that I didn't think they were even capable of doing.
Right, and they had, two takeaways, and they were able to get the ball away, and they were able to get it back to the offense. And after Brock Purdy went through his 8-throw nightmare with 3 picks, I think before that, the opening drive, he was really good. It was a 15-play, almost 9-minute drive where you scored a touchdown, and then out of the second half, it was almost the exact same thing where you got the ball back from Carolina. The defense, again, did its job, and you went down there, and you went 80 yards, and you scored again, and you went up 17-3, and at that point, I think that you look at the Brock Purdy part of it and say, yeah, 3 picks, not good, but an early touchdown, opening drive, third quarter, a touchdown, those things matter. And so I think that a lot of fans look at one thing and one thing only, and it's the quarterback. And it's how did the quarterback play? And if he played bad, then you got lucky. And if he played well, then it's, yeah, the quarterback, he carried us. But it's complimentary football. McCaffrey was amazing. The defense was spectacular. And you played a certain way because you got an early lead and you were able to run it. And yeah, you had to withstand Brock Purdy and 3 picks, 2 which were awful, 1 which I would tip the cap and say that's a great play by the defense where they duped you into it. And yet you still never trailed. And that game was never really in doubt, ever.
No, like the entire second half. I mean, honestly, it was kind of a snooze fest. And that's what you and Willard were talking about on Tuesday about how just it was a weird energy and the environment, the atmosphere at Levi's was kind of dead, and Purdy was the biggest reason why, but it also wasn't a game that really felt like the Niners were in any kind of danger. I was operating, Dibs, under the assumption that the only way the Niners beat anybody other than the bottom feeders of the league, like the Raiders and the Jets and those kinds of teams. The only way the Niners beat any team of any kind of quality, and by the way, I would say the Panthers are that. They're not one of the top teams in the league, but they were 6-5 coming into the game. I don't care if you thought the Panthers were a fake 6-5. They were legitimately fighting for a playoff spot.
Right.
Like that was a big game for them. They were fighting for a playoff spot. Not saying that they're a legitimate contender, but they were legitimately in the NFC playoff race. Now, would you have picked them to make the playoffs? Probably not, but they were having a pretty decent season up to that point. I was under the impression the only way the Niners could beat a team, that kind of caliber of team, was the offense scores 30, 35 points, and you just hang on for dear life on defense. Instead of, you know, forcing interceptions, you force field goals instead of touchdowns. You get a stop here or there. Maybe you make a big play over the course of a game to kind of change the momentum. You get a play or two from your defense over the course of the game, and your offense is near perfect. That's the path to victory for the Niners. That's what it was for the most part in Arizona, at least on the offensive side. The defense was pretty good, but the offense was amazing in that game, scoring 40-plus points in Brock Purdy's first game and Ricky Pearsall's first game, both of them back from injury. And everybody talking about this team said the same thing. That was the only way for the Niners to win football games. Yet it was not that at all on Monday, and they won by 11. So I think Monday proved that there is a different path for the Niners to potentially win football games or at least be competitive in football games, and it was not needing the offense to play perfect football because they were far, far, far from
right.
perfect.
And good teams can win in a variety of different ways. And that's where I think the 49ers, they're not a great team. They're probably not a Super Bowl team, but are they good enough to make the playoffs? Absolutely. And even if you look at the point differential stat, which I think at this point in the season is something, they're 12th in point differential. They're one of only, I guess, 17 teams to be in the positive. And you look at Carolina, yeah, they're 6-6, but they're a minus 53, which tells you that they've won a couple of close games and they've lost a bunch of games that are really, really one-sided to be 6-6 with that bad of a point differential. So if a good team is going to go out there and be good, you're going to have to do it when your offense is bad. You're going to have to do it when your defense is bad. Yep. You're going to have to do it when your special teams is bad. Now, if two of the three units are bad in the same game, you're probably not going to win unless one of your units is phenomenal. And on Monday night, the offense was, they were not bad. The quarterback was bad. The running back was awesome, as always.
Tight end was awesome.
The wide receiver made huge plays Juwan when you needed him to make big plays. The special teams were good again, but it was the defense that carried the day. So it's complimentary football. You go to Cleveland, and I would not bet that the offense is going to put up 30. You're going to need the defense to, again, be really good. You're going to need the offense to not make a lot of mistakes because it's going to be cold, wet, ugly, windy, and you've got an offense that is going to struggle against a defense that's really, really good, top five in football.
Yeah, but there's a very, you know, likely outcome that Brock plays better than he did on Monday coming up on Sunday, just because he's not going to turn the ball over three times, you would
right.
guess. But the Niners score fewer than 20 points just because of the way that the game is going to be in Cleveland. That's certainly possible. We'll talk more about that game coming up, plus your calls, 888-957-9570. I see you, Walter. We will get to you when we come back from break. But, I mean, is there a way that we can react to what happened on Monday and think about how maybe Monday showed a different pathway to victory for the Niners than we previously thought? I also want to play what George Kittle said a couple of weeks ago that I think is really interesting looking back on it now, because he said what we've all said. The only way the Niners win is if the offense is near perfect and the defense just holds on. Well, then what was Monday? Because the offense was terrible for the most part.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The quarterback was terrible. Let's talk that out. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibbs. Dibs and Grandy with you, back with more on the other side. And by the way, coming up tomorrow, we'll bring you Chiefs and Cowboys. That game kicks off at 1. You can hear it right here on 95.7. The game, it's Mahomes versus Prescott, Dak Prescott, that is. You're eating your Thanksgiving feast, hanging out with family and friends. Turn on 95.7, the game for Chiefs and Cowboys, coming up at 1 o'clock. We're back. It's Willard and Dibs, Grandy in for Willard, right here on 95.7, the game.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, welcome back. No Dillard, no Willard today. It's Dibs and Grandy with you. I'm in for Mark Willard today. He'll be back coming up on Tuesday, enjoying the holiday with family and friends. Dibs and I, of course, taking off after the show tonight, although I will be hanging around and doing Warriors live and then heading over to Chase and wrapping that one up after the game tonight as well. Spending some time with family, much like you, Dibs.
Nice.
And then getting back here for Monday as well. But we got a big Niner game coming up on Sunday, Niners and Browns. If the Niners win this game on Sunday, Dibs, you don't lock up a playoff spot, but this is a major step towards the playoff spot, because then you have the Titans coming off of a bye, and I mean, you feel like you should be able to win that football
game
as well.
They stink. You can say it. The Titans stink. But I think this game is...
It's a tough game, though.
It's a tough game, and it's more inconsequential than the Bear game and the Seahawk game, because the Bears, sitting where they are right now, and yeah, Chicago is, you know, 8-3, and you think, okay, if they win the division, then, all right, go do it, Chicago. But that would mean that they'd have to run through a very tough gauntlet of games. I still think that the NFC North goes through Green Bay and maybe Detroit if they win tomorrow and the pick is in, and I'll give that to you a little bit later in the show.
Yep.
I do think that Chicago, Green Bay, and Detroit are all looking for 11 wins, and if that's the case, well then you need Seattle and San Francisco to both also have 11 wins, and then you get into tiebreakers, and the Niners have good tiebreakers in division record, conference record, and all the rest of it, but as you look at it, of those four teams that don't win the division that all have 11 wins, only three get in. So if it's Chicago, Detroit, Seattle and the Niners, if all four wind up with 11 and none of those four win their division, well, then now it comes down to tiebreakers, yeah. And that's where you have to beat Chicago and you have to beat Seattle again.
Yeah, it's also just a simple like numbers game. Like you get 11 wins, you're probably in.
Probably. But it depends on what those 11 look like.
Yeah.
And I do think
they do already have, I mean, how many wins do they have in conference?
They've got eight in conference.
They're 8-2 in conference.
Right.
They're 0-2 out of conference.
Right. And Chicago's 5-2 in conference.
Yeah.
And so if Chicago winds up, 8-3 in conference, although the Niners have two more conference games, they got the Seattle game, they've got the Chicago game.
Cleveland, Tennessee, Indy are the next three.
Right.
So AFC, 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 then NFC and NFC.
Right. So you're down to two more games, and if you wind up 8-4 in the conference and you wind up 4-2, which would mean you lost to Seattle, and, Chicago might be a team that if they're also, it doesn't even matter what they are in conference if they beat you.
Yeah.
So if Chicago beats you, then it comes down to you and Seattle, and if you and Seattle split, and Seattle would be maybe 4-2 in the division, and Seattle's got, I guess they've got all five of their games in the conference or five of their six, so they could wind up 9-3 in the conference, and although that would put them ahead of you anyway in the tiebreaker, but the point being for me, the Cleveland game, it's important, but the biggest games are Chicago and Seattle left to go.
Yeah, the conference games, specifically the division games, are always going to be more important, but the difference might be whether or not Chicago has one more win than you, and Cleveland is a winnable game, albeit a tough game, in my opinion. We'll see how it all plays out. That's coming up on Sunday, 10 a.m. kickoff, Niners in Cleveland. We'll talk more about that game coming up. Plus, we got Greg Cosell in about 45 minutes at 3:15. Looking forward to that. Again, a reminder, it is our Thanksgiving blowout. We've been giving away prizes all day long. That continues this hour and for the rest of the show. The prize this hour is a Jonathan Kuminga bobblehead. Just keep listening for the air horn. When you hear that, that's your cue to call the contest line. We will give out the contest line again once we hear that air horn. But let's go out to the phone lines, 888-957-9570. Walter in Pinole wants to weigh in. What's up, Walter? You're on Willard and Dibs. It's Dibs and Grandy today. What do you got?
Hey, guys, I appreciate the time. I think I'm a day late. The question yesterday was, how'd you feel about, at the end of the game? And I felt great, man. We got the dub. We won. But the question has always been the three interceptions by Brock Purdy. And in my mind, no harm, no foul, right? So what's the difference between an interception and a three and out? Besides throwing the interception. Same outcome.
Yeah, I mean, Walter, it's a fair point. Now, there are interceptions where, you commit a turnover and the opposing offense has the ball immediately in scoring range, and that happened on one of Purdy's interceptions. Another one of his interceptions happened in the end zone, which took away a scoring opportunity for you. So I wouldn't say it's the same as just a three and out or a punt. But, I mean, Walter, I think to your point, you won the football game. Brock Purdy did not cost you the win. Was he good? No, of course not. But the Niners aren't at a point, and I know Willard was talking about this when you guys were down at Laughing Monk on Monday. This was a game that he needed to see style points from.
Ah, right, style points.
I could not have disagreed more. Just get the win
Move
on.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Now, would I prefer the Niners' offense to be perfect and score 45 points? Yes, of course. I don't care if you win 2-0. With a safety as the only scoring in the game. Win the football game because that gets you closer to a postseason spot. In a perfect world, yes, give me all the style points in the world. But this is not a perfect world, and the Niners are not a perfect football team. Just win by any means necessary, and they did that. Now, it does not mean that Brock Purdy can do that every game, and the Niners will keep winning football games. But I don't know. I was encouraged that their most important player played one of the worst games of his career, and the others stepped up and led the Niners to a win. That was not something I had on my bingo card as possible with this team, given all the injuries.
Even against a team like Carolina, and this is where, we played the schedule game at the start of the year and schedule Sam reared his ugly head. And by the time we got to that schedule spot, It was a home Monday night game against Carolina.
Although we didn't expect Carolina to be as good as, I mean, 6-5.
6-5 is way better than what we thought. And Bryce Young was coming off a 442-yard or 440-something-yard.
Career game, yeah.
Franchise record game. And so, oh my God, maybe he's discovered it. Maybe he's found it.
What's wrong with the Falcons? Jesus.
Well, and then you get down to that spot where it's first and goal at the one, and Bryce Young does what we expected Bryce Young to do, which is throw an awful pick.
Disgusting.
He could have like pulled it down and run it. He could have thrown it out of the back of the end zone and lived to fight another day, whatever. But he made that mistake, and Jair Brown kind of duped him into it. He showed that he was going to run up, and then he dropped, and he got the pick. And so credit Jair Brown for a great play. But that's where, in a spot where your quarterback's going to be really bad, you need other things to go your way. And Jair Brown and the defense was awesome. And so you could look at it any number of ways. I look at a team that survived a bad quarterback performance and still won the game by two scores.
Yeah.
It wasn't as fluky as the opener against Seattle, where Brock Purdy was, he was mostly good. And then you got down to the wire and you needed an up for grabs throw to Jake Tonjes to win that game.
Yep.
So, I mean, to me, there have been flukier wins.
The Rams
than what
game
that
was also fluky.
Yeah.
I mean, they played well for the first half, but the goal line stop where they punched the ball away from Kyren Williams, and then the fourth and one stop in overtime, like, those are two things that generally, not to any fault of your own, just go against you. And if either of those go against you, you lose that football
right.
game.
And you're losing to Arizona 15-13 inside the two-minute warning, third and nine, and they throw to Zay Jones, and Upton Stout makes a great play. It's a pass breakup. It's not fluky. It was your guy making a play and their guy not making a play, and then Eddie Money was able to knock one in from 35, and you win that game. I look at last year where these are the games you lost. Not that Monday night was a game you would have lost last year, but
probably.
Maybe like Jair Brown doesn't get two interceptions. Maybe he drops one of them, or Bryce Young chooses to run it in, and now we've got ourselves a ball game. So in football, it's not as easy as our quarterback stunk, therefore he's a bum, even though we won. Everything is so complimentary, and for me, the number one takeaway on this whole year, it comes down to three beautiful consonants.
Oh.
Two of them are the same.
C.
With an M in the middle.
C.
Yes. He is having an MVP caliber year. Now, he won't win the MVP because we don't do that. He might win OPOY.
He probably
will win CPOY.
Yeah.
Comeback player of the year.
There's two others that are having historic seasons. Jackson Smith and Jigba and Jonathan Taylor.
Correct.
Those two are probably going to go 1-2 in OPOY.
But he is probably going to be the first player ever to have a second thousand year.
Yeah.
And if they wind up 12-4 and he's got 417 touches and he goes 1250 and 1250 or whatever the numbers will be, he's got a case. And yes, JSN is probably going to go over 2000, first guy ever. And Jonathan Taylor might approach 2000 and they're probably going to be the best team in football. I get your case. But my whole thing about this year is, yeah, the quarterback, it's been, he's been hurt, and now he got hurt, and then he came back, and oh, his toe, and Brock, you stunk, and the defense, you lost everybody, but somehow you found a way. The one constant has been CMC, and he's been unbelievable, and he was again on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, he absolutely was. That's the sounder. You know what that means. It's time to give away the next prize in our Thanksgiving blowout. Up for grabs right now is a Jonathan Kuminga bobblehead. All you need to do is be the fifth caller to the contest line right now. That's 415-523-4652. Again, 415-523-4652. Good luck, and remember that if you don't win this time, we've got another chance coming up next hour, and the contest we're giving away, the prize we're giving away next hour is AC/DC tickets, so make sure to stay tuned. What's up for grabs right now, again, the Kuminga bobblehead, but AC/DC tickets coming up and more as the show progresses along. I think it's a good point, Dibs, that this was a win that wasn't really ever in doubt, and this was a win where the Niners were undoubtedly the better football team. And I mean football team, like the whole of the football team, because at times the Niners had kind of been a one-player kind of team this year. You know, you've had some supporting pieces, but it's been just McCaffrey putting the team on his back, and he was very good on Monday, absolutely. They've had games where it's George Kittle against Arizona was amazing with a couple of touchdowns in that football game, and Purdy came back and he was really good with with those touchdown passes that he threw in that game. But this was the team as a whole, and it's one of the first times maybe since, honestly, like that Seattle Week 1 game, which still was kind of fluky with that, you know, leap pass to Jake Tonjes in the end zone, where you felt like you had contributions from both sides of the football, from special teams, and from a number of different players. It's why it's encouraging. I wanted, though, to flash back to the last Niner loss, and that was Week 10 versus the Rams at Levi's Stadium. The Niners lost that game 42-26. They got blown out. The Rams dominated, especially early. The Niners could not get a stop. Devontae Adams dominated. Puka Nacua was good. Kyren Williams running wild. So was Blake Corum on the Niners defense. This is what George Kittle said after that game. We're talking about November 9th. So what, like 17 days ago? A little more than 2 weeks ago? Here's George Kittle post-game versus the Rams, that 42-26 loss.
I mean, we started the game off with a punt, a fumble, a fourth down turnover, a touchdown, and a punt. And I'm pretty sure, like I said, since I've been back, is that our team is going to have to rely on our really good veteran offense to score a lot of points and not turn the ball over. And we didn't really do that today. And so I think that's going to be the case moving forward. Our offense has to play at an incredibly high level. We had to score a lot of points. We had to not turn the ball over. And I think our defense is going to get better and better throughout the week because we still have a lot of young guys. We have a lot of guys missing. But we have to help out our defense. And that's the way the season's going to go. Our offense has to play at a high level, efficient, not turn the ball over, score points, score in the red zone, and then we'll win a lot of games. But if we're not doing that, that's going to happen.
Everything George Kittle said that the Niners need out of their offense going forward, not just in a game here or there, not just against the good teams, but going forward, everything he said the Niners offense has to do to win football games, they did not do on Monday. But they won by 11. He said, you got to score a lot of points, you got to be efficient, you can't turn the ball over, and you got to, you know, score in the red zone. The Niners did not score a lot of points. 20 is not a lot in today's NFL.
Nope.
They did not take care of the ball, turn it over three times. Sure. Should have been four or five. One of those turnovers came in the red zone, as George Kittle talked about, yet they won the game by 11. Monday's game goes anti-everything we thought about the Niners' path to victory. George Kittle said so himself. Like, if you would have told me, Dibs, coming into the game on Monday night, the Niners turned the ball over three times versus the Panthers. Purdy throws three interceptions, one of them in the end zone, another that gave the Panthers an immediate scoring opportunity. I would have told you, well, the Niners probably lost by 10 or more points.
Perhaps, but then you look at the rushing yardage, and officially that throw in the end zone is not a red zone turnover because the play started at the 28-yard line. I'm just trying to be
technicalities.
Like...
technicalities.
Well, because as you know, I do detailed notes every game, and the Niners were 2 of 3 in the red zone, and that interception started at the 28, so it's not a red zone turnover.
You got me.
And I hate to be the guy to get you, because normally you're the one to get me.
It did take away a scoring opportunity, though. They were in field goal range.
They were, and it was, you know, 3rd and 6 at the 28, and honestly, if Purdy just pulls it down and runs it, he gets more than 6, or if he does a little flippy to Kittle, who was about 6 yards away, fantasy points, I didn't really need him, but it would be nice to see, and that would have been a first down as well, and so he took a chance, he made a bad throw, etc. The one thing that George didn't really say, but I know exactly what his point was, the whole thing about the Niners is you get the lead, and in most of these games, they've scored first, and I just was looking back at that New York Giants game where the Giants got the kick. They went down and scored.
That's right.
You're down 7-0, but I mean, no big deal because you weren't that threatened by the Giants. But in general, this team needs the lead. They need to be able to run it. They need to be able to do controlled passing, short passing, and all the rest of it. And so as much as we worry, and I worry about the Browns defense on Sunday, I don't see the Browns just straight up running away with the ball game unless you have some of these really ugly turnovers again. Like, that's the only way that the Browns can light you up offensively, if you give them sharp fields.
Yeah, this is likely going to be an ugly game no matter who wins.
Yeah, what'd you say the over-under was?
We were looking at, I think it was 36.
I mean, wow.
Or no, 38. I think it was 38.
I think it was 36. You
no,
may
it
be
was
right.
30, yeah. 36 and a half, I think is what the number was.
Small.
But I would agree, the likeliest outcome is probably a single-score win by either team. But what's more likely, a Niner double-digit win or a Browns double-digit win? Definitely a Niner double-digit win. I mean, they are favored to win this game by, what, 6 points?
Down to 4.5,
whoa,
according to ESPN.
Down to 4.5.
Yeah, I had it at 5.5 in my pick'em pool with spreads that came out yesterday or the day before. So depending on where you shop, I do think that the money is, after Monday night, maybe coming in on Cleveland, especially when you look at the weather. And right now it's 42 degrees there and clear, but Sunday's forecast is not as good as what we're looking at now. So interesting about like the double digit win. I can't imagine either team winning by double digits. And, you know, the Niners special teams has been so good of late, knock on wood, that you think that, you know, they're probably not going to give up a big calamity. And, you know, which team is more likely to have a really severe negative play? I do think it would be the Browns with their quarterback making his second start.
Probably. It could also be the Niners because Myles Garrett's on the other side.
Good point. Fumble six.
He's just a one-man wrecking crew. I mentioned this stat to you and Cam before the show down in the green room, and we'll talk more about this game with Greg Cosell coming up in about 25 minutes here on Willard and Dibs. Grandy in for Willard. Myles Garrett, Dibs, on the season has 18 sacks, which leads the NFL. The Niners as a team have 13 sacks, so Myles Garrett by himself has more sacks than the 49ers do. But how about this? Over Myles Garrett's last four games, 5 sacks versus the Patriots, 1 sack versus the Jets, 4 sacks versus Baltimore, and 3 sacks versus the Raiders. That is 13 sacks in his last 4 games played. That is as many sacks as the Niners as a team have this entire season.
That's crazy.
One player.
One player
in four
Michael
games.
Michael Scott, all right.
One player in 4 games has as many sacks as the Niners team does over the whole season.
Right. And I mean, Myles Garrett, he can wreck the game. We know that. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan had some great comments today in his press conference about it. And he talked about Myles Garrett having maybe the fastest get off, according to advanced analytics, as far as when the ball gets snapped, he's the fastest to get his helmet into the neutral zone. And he can overpower you. He can run around you. He's good against the run. He's highly motivated. This guy will wreck the game. And I'm not sure where he'll line up. He'll line up all over the line of scrimmage, and he'll challenge your guards, and he'll take on Trent Williams. He'll take on McKivitz and all the rest of it. So you're going to have to game plan to allocate an additional person for him at all times.
Yeah, and that's also where Shanahan's going to have to come in and just have a great game plan. I think back to years past when the Niners had kind of taken away Aaron Donald in some games versus the Rams, just completely neutralized him because they got the ball out so quick. That's probably going to have to be the game plan in this one as well. But I don't know. Am I crazy? 888-957-9570. Dibs, am I crazy for coming out of that game on Monday night watching Brock throw 3 interceptions in good conditions and not specifically thinking about the Cleveland game, but just in general coming away actually encouraged about the Niner team? I mean, they're 8-4. They're sitting in the driver's seat for a playoff spot. Doesn't mean they're going to get it, but the odds are in their favor that they're going to be a playoff team this year. What I saw from the defense, what I'm continuing to see from a healthy McCaffrey, what George Kittle has done to the run game, and the biggest part is, of course, what the defense has done the last couple of weeks, but specifically last week versus Carolina. Am I crazy to actually come out of that game feeling encouraged about the Niners' chances to win football games, because now maybe they don't have to be perfect offensively?
They don't, and you can be encouraged based on the reality of the situation. And I'm looking at the advanced metrics, the EPA, expected points added per play, and the Cleveland Browns have the single worst offense in the National Football League. Oof. They are dead last against as a passing team, and as a running team, they're just slightly below the average. They can run it. So Quinshon Judkins is going to be able to run it. Can the Niners sell out to try to stop him on the ground? Throwing the football, there's no team that's been worse this year. So a Niner pass rush that's non-existent, a Niner secondary that has been up and down, they're coming off a great game. They're going to have, I think, an easier test than they have before. And you look at Tennessee in an upcoming game.
Off the bye for
the
Niners.
They're equally bad. They're not as good on the ground, and they're second worst as a passing offense. So if you want to talk about complimentary football, the Niner defense has a chance to feast, which means the Niner offense doesn't have to put up 35 or 40 points against Cleveland, against Tennessee. Indy, different story. Seattle, different story.
Yeah, absolutely.
But in the short term, I do think that some of the matchups they're going to have are favorable for complimentary football.
Yeah, absolutely. 888-957-9570 if you want to weigh in. Are we crazy for feeling a little encouraged, actually, by what happened on Monday? It feels like we're reacting to a Niner loss. We're debating about the merits of Brock Purdy as the Niners franchise quarterback, and those conversations are fair. We can talk about Brock Purdy as well, but just in general, if I'm looking at the Niner team as a whole, believe it or not, I was encouraged by what happened on Monday because we saw the Niners win a football game where their offense wasn't close to perfect, and I thought that was impossible for this Niner roster considering all the injuries that they have on defense. 888-957-9570. Let us know if we're crazy. Plus, we do have Greg Cosell of NFL Films coming up in about 20 minutes or so. That's all on the way as we continue. This is also a Warrior Wednesday as we get ready for Warriors and Rockets tonight. Brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. And we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. It's Willard and Dibs. Dibs and Grandy with you, back with more next on 95.7 The Game.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.